This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The following is paid for by Luxembourg, Garrett, Kelly, and George. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
All right, so happy to have these two gentlemen with us. It is Attorney Joe George and Attorney Larry Kelly. And Mr. George, before we get started, your beloved Newcastle, Mr. Blundo and Company, a must win. They defeat Pine Richland, so you have to be all smiles about that.
Oh, it was a great game. Both teams played very hard. I was there. Saw a lot of old friends. And now that we're in the Pine Richland School District, it's interesting. I told you off air that I walked in with my wife and daughter, and she says, Daddy, we're sitting on the Pine Richland side. I said, no, not tonight, honey.
Listen, Coach Petcash, he's a thrill a minute, and I love Coach Blundo. We'll talk about him in a moment, Mr. Kelly. But this Robbie Petcash, he got a little edge to him.
Oh, yeah. And he's a doctor, too. You know that.
Yeah, dentist.
Yeah, he's a dentist. I think he's an oral surgeon.
Maxillofacial surgeon.
Yeah, he's an oral surgeon. The last time I was in surgery for a broken wrist, he stopped in my room. You know, we coached against each other because we were both coaching the junior high teams at one time. And he's a good coach. The kids from Pine Richland play hard. They're a lot like Newcastle kids. Tough, middle-class kids who play really, really hard. So He's had some success there. They've had some great teams.
Well, you know, it's two, LaDawn and him, both from Beaver County out there at Pine Richland, moving the meter a little bit, so that kind of makes me happy. Listen, it's always a pleasure to see you here, but Coach Blundo, I got to ask you, had him on Sunday, how good is his son?
Oh, let me weigh in on
he's
that.
Good. He's got a lot better,
like
too.
D1 material?
I don't know if he's fast enough.
Can he play at Robert Morris?
I think so.
Work on that a little bit with Coach Toole.
Listen, he has range. He has three-point range. And like I said, I started coaching at Newcastle 2010. And there were some great three-point shooters. Anthony Richards was a great three-point shooter. Gino DeMonico was a great three-point shooter. Brandon Dominic was great. This kid has NBA range. He's the best I've ever seen. I'm talking from the logo.
You've been around.
I've been coaching since 2010. So for the last, 14 years? He's the best three-point shooter I've ever seen. And the young man developed a little runner like George Gervin. So, I mean, listen, he works hard. His father is really tough on him, but it's paying big dividends.
His grandfather was tough on his father. So trust me, I grew up with that.
So tell me about Coach Blundo. Is he a Newcastle native?
Absolutely. North Hill. Grew up pretty much at my house with my brother Al.
And I love the
couple
guy.
Other guys. He's a great guy. He's always been and Rob, when he was in the, I'd say, his junior high stages, skinny as a rail, would go up to Rose Avenue, try to get in onto the court, and just kept battling. And believe me, it wasn't all natural with him. And he ended up a pretty good basketball player, won the Dapper Dan, right?
Didn't he was MVP in Section 3 at the time, which was the best section in Western PA.
Yeah, ends up at Westminster and started D1, but could play. I mean, he could play. Now, that being said, his son at this age,
way better shooter than he was.
Yeah.
Ralph put 34 up in a game.
Ralph was playing with my brother and Stevie Antoine, those guys. So he was forced to shoot every time down court. Little Ralph, he can get to the hole. He can put it up from 25 plus. I mean, he impressed me last night. He impressed me, and I'd seen him. You know, I watched him last year at Pine Richland. And he's gotten a lot better.
I got Seneca Valley coming up. Don't forget, we've got Mars and Moon tomorrow night, the Allegheny Health Network Sports Medicine Thursday night game of the week. And then Oakland North Catholic Girls coming up on Saturday right here at KDK. Now, the other hometown team, you two, love your commercials, love who you are, because I've been in this business a long time, and I know Madison Avenue, and I know what's fiction, and I know what's real. This stuff's like from the heart. I was actually watching a bunch of YouTube commercials of you guys earlier today. Who does your commercials?
Dante Ludovici. He's from Lawrence County.
Dante, five stars, my brother. I absolutely love him because they tell a story. But look, it's all about who you are, taking care of people in this place that we call home. It's about families helping families. Because as I told Joe, we just did a little social media video that's going up right now on their Facebook page and mine. If somebody doesn't stand up for someone and people, who's going to do it?
Well, we fight for people who can't fight for themselves. You know, when we show up in court in a personal injury action, you know, the insurance company might have five different attorneys sitting there and three other paralegals, and the only thing between them and our clients is us. And, you know, we've tried, I won't say more cases than anybody in Western Pennsylvania, but at least as many. You know, I've tried over 100 myself. I've been doing this 40 years. And, you know, the insurance company knows if they don't make a reasonable offer, we're going to trial. If we tell you we're going to do it, we do it, Rob. You know, when we draw the line in the sand, we draw the line in the sand. And I think that's the difference between us and some guys that just talk. You know, those that talk don't act. Those that act, they don't really have to say much. Yeah, and at LGKG, we don't have to say much.
Along those lines, you know, with regard to our commercials, we chose a long time ago to make our commercials be who we are. And we've been doing that as long as we've put commercials out. That's a way for people to get to see us, to get to know us. We don't have any flashy, language and things of that nature at the end of these. It's just who we are. And I think that resonates with a lot of folks, and it has over the course of my 24 years there, Larry.
40.
Yeah, so I've been practicing 27, I think. 20, I don't know.
Yeah, but you have a paralegal, like, been with you for over 30 years.
Yeah.
I mean, that's saying something about stability.
Yeah. And
a couple of them.
We have a couple of them. One of which is my cousin, Wynn Hassan, who just happened to be one of the best golfers in Western Pennsylvania for a lot of years. He was an All-America at Slippery Rock University. And Joe, he might be the smartest guy in the office.
If we were looking over an item today and he's saying, is that a four? Is that a two? Hey, you know, he's close to 70 years old. I said, I think it's a two. He said, I think it's a four. It was a real tiny print. It was a four. I said, my man, you're beautiful.
Well, but listen,
Cheryl Benson,
35 years. Yeah. She's
Cheryl
been
and I went to, we graduated high school together. And I went to kindergarten with her. So I've known Cheryl my whole life. So, you know, those folks become our family. And a lot of folks that have been at LGKG stay for a long, long time. And, you know, and that's why he and I have been together as long as we have. And then before it was Larry and Joe, we had Chuck Garbutt, who's retired now, but a dear friend of ours and phenomenal lawyer, probably the smartest guy we know. Wynn took over as the smartest guy in the office because Chuck's no longer there.
Yeah.
If you ever met Chuck, you know, you'd realize that, yeah, he's pretty smart, too.
Well, let me tell you how much I appreciate you. And we're just going to kind of, because this is only our second show, we've got many more to go. But I want people to understand why you got to lean into these guys when you need help, because they're real. I've been doing this here at KDK since 1985. First time I've ever done any show where there's no script. We just talk. And I thought to myself, I've watched these guys. I believe they can do it. And you have hit it out of the park. And it's nice and it's refreshing for somebody who says, look, this is it. This is what we're going to do. We're going to let people get to know us. And if they've got an issue, hopefully they'll trust us to give us the opportunity and we won't let them down. And when you think about it, as my dear friend told me many years ago, the late Joe Dentisi of Coons Markets, a good deal has to be a good deal for both sides.
Win-win. Yep. Got to be win-win.
Right.
Stephen Covey, the seven habits of highly effective people. It has to be win-win. And at LGKG, we make sure it's win-win, Rob. There are many times, where we've cut our fee to make it more beneficial. If we make more money than our client, that's not win-win. That doesn't work. And, I mean, there have been other times where we maybe have represented. I remember one time I represented a woman whose child died in an automobile accident. Oh. It was terrible. It was terrible. And you know, we recovered an enormous amount of money, and we didn't take a fee because I told her, you didn't need us for this. You didn't need us. this would have happened whether we were involved or not.
Yeah, and that goes to my point, what I tell clients all the time. If we can't put you in a better position utilizing our services, then you do not need us. And I'm here to tell you, we'll put you in a better position. And that's from Jump Street. And it's, you know, I met with some folks just recently, and they were, well, I don't want to waste your time, and you're not wasting our time. It's you know, once we're in, we're in. And that's the way we feel. And then, you know, I mentioned earlier as well that folks that we represent become part of the LGKG family. And that's important to us. And it's not because of, you know, maybe they give us a 5-star review or this or that. It's just, and we've been doing this before reviews were even in vogue, you know, since day one. I mean, that whether you have a small case, mid case, large case, super large case, you're going to get treated the same way.
I have to ask as we go to break, is it a little frustrating sometimes when you look at your profession and see where some of this is headed in that direction of big money, big advertising, big billboards, big commercials? I mean, I've known some dear people like you two, been in it from the jump, 20, 30, 40 years. The game has changed. The landscape has changed. But I hope people understand bigger isn't always better. It's about someone that you know and someone that you get a feel of you're at home and you're in their living room and you can trust them.
Listen, Rob, we've had $10 million cases, but we think that's gauche when you put it on a billboard or advertise it in your Facebook page. We don't do that. We don't do that. We don't. You know, we believe that we're there for your best interest. Trust me, we can get it done for you. And it's just a matter of there has to be a fit like anything else. You know, we don't take all clients, Rob. We don't. Some clients we don't take. You know, if you don't trust us, and if there isn't some type of relationship developed in either the first or second meeting, we'll tell you go somewhere else.
All right, good stuff. Your success is our success at LGKG, LGKG.com, Newcastle and Western Pennsylvania's personal injury attorneys. You can give them a call, 888-842-LGKG, 888-842-LGKG. We're going to come back and talk about man's best friend. Sometimes that isn't the case and what they've just done for one client. Please stay with us. We'll be back with more of this Pittsburgh Works programming in just a couple of moments.
These are the people that make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, we're going to get back to LGKG.com, Attorney Joe George, Attorney Larry Kelly. Look, everybody loves dogs. Everybody has a memory of a pet. But it's a different world out there now, and a lot of these pets are running around not on a leash, and some of them, I even question why anybody would want to own them. But I understand everybody has that respect and love for an animal, and I totally agree, and you have every right to do that. But sometimes bad things happen, and that's when these gentlemen get involved. Let's talk about one of your clients who was horrifically scarred after being bitten.
A young girl. God, you know, the problem with young girls, young children, is they're right at the face level of the dog. She got bit in the face, has a horrific scar on her face. And we were just able to resolve the case for her. And the beauty of the resolution is we set like $25,000 aside because the young girl's going to need plastic surgery and more than one procedure to remedy this scar. And then we set a boatload of money away for her so that after, when she starts college at age 18, she's going to get like $600 a month until she's 22, and then she'll have a lump sum of money available to her to pay off whatever college school loans that she has.
How smart is that?
So, you know, you don't want to be a little girl with a big scar on your face when you're going to high school, do you,
no,
Joe?
No.
Go, what if that happened to your daughter, Joey? He has a daughter that's like eight years old. You'd be sick.
No, it's some of these situations are so horrific, Rob, you can't even imagine. And normally the way we proceed with them is we turn towards the homeowner's insurance. And every home typically is going to have homeowners. In a situation where this dog has known propensities, is not tied, is out loose running around, you know, the dog owner's responsible. And in those situations, we will notify them to turn it over to the homeowner's insurance, and we'll generally deal with them. But, you know, there's no one bite rule in Pennsylvania, as the defense attorneys would love us to believe, but there is none. So at the end of the day, dog owners are responsible for their dogs. And look, most are extremely responsible. But when somebody gets bit by a dog, particularly young, you know, males, females, the outcome is horrific, and it's a lot of times on the face.
And the thing with the scarring, when you are a young person, peer pressure is bad enough today with social media and selfies. And then you add that to the equation. Then you're dealing with all sorts of mental stress and stuff that can be debilitating for their entire life.
It could be terrible. It really could. And I mean, this scar was terrible, and it was right over her mouth, and it affected her lip. It almost looked like she had like a cleft lip. It was terrible. And she'll need several procedures to fix it. In most plastic surgeons will tell you, you can't do it now. You have to wait till they mature.
Right.
You have to wait till they're, you know, 14, 15 years old before you start the procedure. So, and the rule in Pennsylvania is really set in the statute that says if a dog bites you without provocation, it is deemed to be dangerous. So what Joe's talking about, you don't need, the dog doesn't get one free bite. Well, this is the first time this dog has ever bitten anybody. That's not a defense. If the dog bites you...
You mean people tried to use that as a defense?
Oh, for years.
Well, not people, defense attorneys. I got it about a month and a half ago.
One bite rule.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
We learned that in law school.
Well, this is my humble opinion. In most cases, and I'm saying most because I want everybody to understand, I respect people who love dogs. I love dogs. I get it. But in many cases, once a dog does that, it's hard to really trust that dog ever again.
Ooh, yeah, it really is. And there are certain dogs that do have vicious propensities. They just do. German Shepherds, you know, not all of them. Not all of them. Rottweilers, Pit Bulls, not all of them. But, you know, these dogs, their propensity is to attack. And so, therefore, just be careful. I mean, 90% of all dog owners love their dog and take great care of them and make sure that when they're in the public, they're on a leash or under control, 90% of them.
Well, I don't know about you, the last time you had any type of surgical procedure or visited a doctor's office, but that copay can be devastating. And I don't think a lot of people realize plastic surgery, if your insurance company isn't covering X, Y, and Z, somebody's going to get left with a big bill. So somebody's got to step up and take care of these victims.
And again, in this one case, we set aside $25,000 because we figure over this young girl's life, where she will need surgical intervention, that's about what it's going to cost because some insurance plans will not pay for plastic surgery. It's deemed to be cosmetic, and cosmetic surgeries are not covered by most insurance plans.
And the way we establish the numbers through expert testimony, and if it's not going to trial in terms of an expert report, and we'll have that expert outline what we're dealing with regard to the future medical expense needs, future medical needs. And it's not always clear cut, but they can give us enough based upon their experience and training to put aside that type of money that we know they're going to need. And we actually put that in front of the other side as well when we're trying to prove the case and set up the case and say, look, here's what we have now in terms of outstandings, and here's what we're going to be looking at down the road in terms of outstanding medical expenses and possibly outstanding or additional wage loss. So, you know, it all goes into the soup when we're trying to prepare a case.
So what would your advice be to anybody who's a dog owner out there? They got to be aware of at all times their dog, and that dog has to be on a leash and contained because it can happen so quickly.
It can happen quickly. It can happen quickly. You know, a lot of times somebody will come and visit you and will bring their small children, and your dog's in your house. You still have a duty and an obligation to make sure that, you know, the dog is at a safe distance from the child. And you know, because children don't know. They walk up to dogs all the time. They want to pet them. And that is an actual provocation, but that might be enough for the dog to attack, especially if the dog isn't familiar with the child.
I got to be honest with you. And I was the parent at the mall that had my children pinned up against the counter when I was, you know, doing the cash exchange because I was always worried about somebody snatching my kid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when I had my children and they were smaller, and I'd do the same with my grandchildren, I love dogs. But I don't want any strange dog or dog that I don't even know, or even if a dog that I do know, if that dog could overpower my infant, my child, they'll never come together.
Right.
And that's me. I don't know how you feel, but I just don't want to take the chance.
Same here. And, you know, vigilance is really the key with regard to dog owners. And look, the vast majority of them are
good.
and it's not an issue. But there are outliers. And when that occurs, then, you know, bad things happen to the individual gets hit.
But you should do everything to be proactive and not put yourself in a situation where something could go bad.
Well, sure. I mean, a lot of dog owners, you know, you visit people, Rob. You go to their house, they put their dog in another room.
That's what you should do.
They do. They put him in another room just in case. You know, just in case. I love it when you walk into somebody's house and the dog jumps on you and they say, don't worry, he doesn't bite. I want to hear the dog owner say, hey, listen, you better watch out. This guy might bite your leg off. You know, everybody says this dog doesn't bite.
And that's when they normally bite.
Until they bite you.
LGKG.com, your success is our success. We'll come back with Attorney Larry Kelly and Attorney Joe George. We're going to talk about automobile accidents next, driving under the influence and more. Stay with us. That's coming up on KDKA.
The following is paid for by Luxembourg, Garrett, Kelly, and George.
These are the people that make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right. Again, if you want to join us here tonight, if you've got a situation where you think you need the gentlemen that are representing LGKG tonight, Attorney Joe George, Attorney Larry Kelly, you can call us at 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Don't forget that free consultation, 724-576-8855, 724-576-8885, LGKG.com. Your success is our success. Now, so the last time we were together, I told you about this truck incident, which I got ran over and I kind of just fluffed it off and obviously should have taken it a different path. But I ended up as an orthopedic visit today early before I came here because 20 years ago, I'm going to cover a Robert Morris football game and I get hit from behind up on University Boulevard. Let the guy off. Okay, I said, my neck was hurting there and then. I thought, it'll be okay. Well, I'm now 67, and I've had chronic neck pain ever since.
Wow.
So when people hear whiplash, there's those connotations, you know, ambulance chasing attorney. I don't think people understand. There's a reason you try these cases, because when you least expect it, you can get rear-ended, and you can end up with a chronic neck problem that I've been dealing with for a couple of decades now. So people need to understand, if you've been in an accident, you need to get representation.
Whether it's LGKG or another law firm, when there's an insurance company on the other side, you need to be represented. Because if you're not, you're at a distinct disadvantage. And what you described is something that we see often. You know, the vertebrae in your neck are very delicate.
Oh.
And if you get one knocked out of alignment, what's going to happen is over time, it's going to cause a disc herniation that's going to press on a nerve root, and you'll have numbness and tingling in your arms. Or it may cause some calcification that also will press on a nerve root. Yeah, I mean, the defense likes to throw around the terms whiplash because that has a certain connotation, like you're not really injured. Nothing can be farther from the truth.
And importantly, in Pennsylvania, if you have an automobile, you're required to carry insurance. And on that insurance, you're going to have at least $5,000 in medical payments coverage, okay? And that's called first-party medical payments. When you're dealing with the $5,000 that you have, it's going to eat up about $7,000, $8,000, $9,000 worth of bills. So what I always advise clients to do is get checked out, and get checked out as soon as you're feeling the pain. The longer you go from an accident, the tougher it is to link it up to that accident. Furthermore, if you have the $5,000 in med pay to utilize for any type of treatment that is reasonable, necessary, related to that accident, then bill your insurance. Your rates are not going to go up, and you can actually go anywhere you want with no copays. So it's important to our listeners so that they understand that if you have the coverage because you have the automobile insurance, utilize it. Get it checked out. Make sure it's in a report somewhere so that if it does flare up like yours did a week later, 2 weeks later, 2 months later, everybody knows it's from this accident. And most importantly, you're getting the treatment you needed. Because if you get the treatment you need early enough, then this may be a 3-month situation and not a 20-year situation.
You know, the other thing, too, is, and I've learned this from so many conversations, and I'm sure you guys remember Judge Gus Guidas, who was dear friend.
We were dear friends with Gus. Good man.
Played a lot of golf with Gus.
Taught me a lot about life, and I miss him all the time. And we talked about, you know, this rush to, okay, let's get this thing signed. Let's get this deal done. These insurance companies, obviously, the person who committed the accident, more times than not, they're trying to push you to the finish line. And you see cash. You see, I want to get this over. I don't want to deal with this. People need to go slow. They need to contact counsel, and they need to go and sit down and discuss this situation.
Yeah, we tell our clients we won't even begin to discuss resolution of your claim until you near the end of your treatment. Rob, what oftentimes look like a very insignificant injury tends to be a disc herniation, which requires surgery, which requires internal fixation in your neck, for example, which means that you can't turn your head fully from side to side or front to back. Yeah, what oftentimes look like an insignificant injury could be really something that can affect you the rest of your life. So the worst thing you can do is resolve it before you know fully, well, not only what your injuries are today, but what residual problems you may have moving forward.
All right, so say somebody's listening right now and they just have had an accident and they're saying, you know what, I'm going to give these guys at LGKG a call. What's the steps? What do you take them through? Say they end up in your office. What's the first thing you do? Obviously go through the X and O's of the accident, but what do? Do they go get a physical, a checkup? What happens?
I urge people, if they are hurt, and that's the type of firm we are, I'm going to say it again. If they are hurt, seek the medical attention that you need immediately.
Right.
If that requires you to go to an urgent care, ER, PCP, whatever the case may be, get looked at. Because that's the most important thing, your health. At the end of the day, the case is going to be what it is it's going to be. And it's contingent upon a lot of factors, what your tort option is, whether you were responsible, how much responsibility does the other side have. So from a recovery standpoint, that's what we do. But from a medical treatment perspective, that's what we need you to do. Get looked at. Get checked out. I know it's a harangue. It's a pain.
It is.
It truly is. But you don't want to be in a position, as I said earlier, where it's a week, 2 weeks, a month later. Because once you start getting that gap from the date of the incident to your first date of treatment, it gives the insurance company an out down the road if you would otherwise have a case. God willing, you get treated, you're released, 3 days later, you're fine. That's ideal. But a lot of times, it doesn't work out that way. You end up going through physical therapy. That's not working. You end up going through MRI, herniated disc, surgery. Now, these are real-life situations where people think they were okay originally, and it turns out within 6 months, they're not. But if you wait that 6 months to try to find out, the insurance company is going to say, where were you for the last 180 days?
And they will go after you,
and they
too
will say, how could you be hurt now? What happened in between? That's a perfect out for them. You don't want to give them that opportunity. You shut it off immediately. And if you're fine, great. Get checked.
And yeah, truth be told, Joe, early intervention with physical therapy and other type of modalities will help you recover more quickly and will result in a better recovery for you. You know, the worst thing you could do with an orthopedic injury is do nothing for a month or two and then try to go get it fixed. You know, early intervention is always the best idea for a good result.
All right, let's talk about driving under the influence, hit by a drunk driver. Still happening to this day when everyone knows, and anybody I've ever talked to, you don't want to do it because it's an immediate 10 grand out of your pocket. You get picked up DUI. Why are so many people, and I love the bar business. I absolutely love it. You got to be responsible. That's why they have Uber. That's why you get a designated driver. My son goes out with a bunch of friends, and every time they do, one person is the designated driver. But what happens, need to understand this very clearly, you're hit by a drunk driver. Go ahead.
Just had it happen. A dear friend of ours, both Joe and I, his son's coming home from Youngstown University. He's in a master's program over there. He's on 422. Girl, under the influence of alcohol, crosses the center line, hits him head on.
Oh.
This happened on January 15th. He's still in the hospital.
Oh.
Closed head injury, fractured femur, fractured pelvis, fractured vertebrae in his back.
Changed forever.
It's terrible. It's terrible. And, you know, what we do at LGKG immediately is, first thing we did, we found out from the police officer where she was drinking, and we notified the bar. If there's video, we want it preserved. If there are receipts, we want them preserved. If there are credit card statements, we want them preserved. Because in Pennsylvania, the law is that, you know, if you serve somebody who is visibly intoxicated, you as a bar owner are responsible for the damages they cause. And we've handled that case 100 times at LGKG through the years.
Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, I mean, you know, visible intoxication is the standard, and that's what we have to prove through circumstantial evidence and other evidence we're able to get beyond that. Video, I was involved in a case not too long ago, and I'm literally watching video of the individual that drinking. Is drinking at the bar. So, you know, video is prominent now. So we do, we actually, that letter goes out immediately to preserve that video evidence. And normally we're able to get it preserved. But those, they're cases that end up in tragic situations. And, you know, what we try to do is make sure that if there is a scenario where an individual was served while they were visibly intoxicated and they leave that bar and cause somebody harm, that we're going to pursue that action. We've done it many times throughout our careers.
And we have a lot of experience, Rob. Here's what happens. You know, the bartender says, oh, yeah, Rob Pratt, he looked fine to me. There was nothing wrong with him. Well, what we do is we end up taking the deposition of the police officer who arrives at the scene. Officer Smith, did you see Mr. Doe? Yes. Did you observe him? Yes. How long did it take you during your observation to come to the conclusion that he was intoxicated? 10 seconds. When you observed him in 10 seconds and knew he was intoxicated, would you serve him alcohol in the condition that you found him? Not a chance. And so we used the police officer to establish visible intoxication. Because, again, these guys are trained, as bartenders should be trained, to observe people who are intoxicated. And as I said, normally the police officer said, we'll tell you, I knew this guy was drunk in 10 seconds.
We're going to come back. LGKG.com. Again, 724-576-8855 for that free consultation. Your success is our success. Newcastle and Western Pennsylvania's personal injury attorneys. Again, free consultation, 724-576-8855. Everything at lgkg.com.
These are the people that make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, back at it with attorney Larry Kelly, attorney Joe George, lgkg.com. Free consultation, 724-576-8855. Let's just talk to people where they live, where they sleep, where they eat, their community, their home. Look, under that roof, that's everything. That's your whole life. That's the American dream. That's what you work for, the sweat equity. And something like an accident can just literally turn everything upside down. So why in the world would you not want somebody to help you hang on to what's so precious?
Well, listen, workers' comp is the perfect, you know, we handle workers' compensation cases and have been doing so for 30 years. You know, guy's working, he has a good job, he's making a lot of money, but he's living paycheck to paycheck, and that's kind of what happens sometimes. And all of a sudden he can't work, and the workers' comp insurance company says, well, either you weren't hurt at work or your work injury is not serious enough to keep you from working, and we're not going to pay. Now what? Now what? You can't pay your bills. Now what? You think the electric company and the gas company are going to say, okay, Rob, don't worry about it, buddy. You don't have to pay the bill this month. Forget about it. They'll shut your gas off. So, you know, again, in those situations, you should have an attorney and you should make that phone call immediately. And Joe will tell you what we do at LGKG is even if you're being paid, we will monitor your case for you at no charge so that you don't say something, do something, or sign something that could jeopardize your benefits somewhere down the road.
Yeah, and to Larry's point, the insurance company is going to, at all times, try to not pay you or try to stop paying you. It's that simple. And when we're monitoring folks that are actually getting benefits, wage loss, medical, we do that free of charge because we know at some point they're going to try to stop your benefits, take you to court, send you to an independent, so-called independent medical evaluation. And what we do is make sure they're with the correct doctors, making sure that we have everything that the insurance company has. Because when that time comes to go to court, we want to make sure that we're in the same or better position as them. We don't want to have to go to a hearing where we just got the case a week ago and the defense attorney, insurance company, employer has everything they need. And here we are at the first hearing finding out things that we didn't know because we didn't have the case long enough. I'd monitored, I think my record was like 12 or 14 years.
You still got a guy from Rockwell International,
yeah,
don't you?
I do. I got from the 90s. So, you know, it's not uncommon for us to do that. And if we don't ever resolve the case or we don't ever have to go to court for these individuals, then basically we check in with them every so often, making sure they're getting their medicals paid, making sure they're getting their wage loss paid. But that's the rare exception. Normally, these insurance companies are going to come after our people for whatever.
And look, we're nice guys. Don't get me wrong. But we don't get paid unless we win. And so one of the reasons we monitor these cases is to make sure that you, unbeknownst to you, sign something, says something, fails to do something that could make it more difficult for us to be successful for you. So, Joe, we've monitored cases for years, you know, at no charge. We're the people you can pick up the phone. Hey, Larry. Hey, Joe. They want me to do this. Do I need to do this? They want me to go to a medical exam. Do I have to go? Well, when was the last time you were there? I was just there 3 months ago. No, you don't have to go again. It's like every 6 months. You know, my check's late. How many times have we heard that? We get on the phone and say, hey, either you pay this guy or we're filing a penalty petition. So, look, if you have a workers' comp case, again, at LGKG, we'll ride side saddle with you. We'll monitor it for you for nothing to make sure that you don't do something, say something, or sign something that could jeopardize your benefits down the road.
Yeah. Workers' comp arena, you know, law changed in 96. That's the act we're working on now. Been a long time. That's when I came in. So I've been dealing with the same act forever. But the landscape has changed. There's so many pitfalls. There's so many landmines. I mean, it's just... crazy how complex workers' comp has gotten since 96. Because once the act came out, then all the case law followed. And what we have been able to do is basically keep up with the case law. I'm tied into the statewide system with regard to both WICUS and with regard to all the other attorneys that are able to put out various scenarios on what's called a listserv. So I know what's going on day to day in everybody's mind. And there's some very bright workers' compensation minds out there. And it's important that you're up to date on this. This we're talking off air as far as doing other parts of the law. Dabbling, you don't dabble in workers' comp.
Mm-mm.
I mean, it's just not it's not an area of the law. It's just too many things going on.
You're really passionate about this. I noticed that the last time you were here, this really hits home with you.
It does. You know, probably because it's where I cut my teeth. And you know, when I was clerking in 94, you know, just doing position statements for judges and doing research, it's kind of where you start before you get into third-party cases, because workers' comp is a little bit less ferocious in terms of litigating versus the med-mal and the auto cases and the premises liability cases. So you start there, you learn to take depositions, you learn to deal with judges, different judges, and then you move that through in terms of the other areas of the law. But workers' comp, to me, making sure someone's able to eat next week.
Gets down to that.
That's what it is. That becomes their paycheck.
Well, yeah, Joe.
That check every 2 weeks is their new paycheck.
Our families, your family and my family, it was paycheck to paycheck. If my dad didn't get paid, my mother never worked a day in her life. She was a homemaker. She took care of her children. My dad went out to work. He don't get a paycheck. We don't eat. You understand? So we feel that. We've seen that. Listen, cuz, you know, I didn't grow up with a silver spoon in my mouth. I grew up on Waldo Street in a half a house. So I know what it's like to live from paycheck to paycheck, as do you. And that's why we're so passionate about this.
And it must feel good when they're getting paid.
Absolutely. And look, it doesn't matter if you're making $500 a week, $400 a week, or $5,000. At the end of the day, if they owe you something, I want to make sure you get it. It's that simple. And it I get... very
yeah, I know, a little disturbed,
you know, it does, it's there's other words I can use, but I won't on the air. It just frustrates me, for instance, when a client's check is late. In today's computerized era,
direct deposit,
how can because what ends up happening, a lot of these adjusters still have to press buttons instead of it just continue, because God forbid they pay an extra week or two. They'd rather my client not get his check on Friday and have him get it next Wednesday.
And in some cases where that client has been nothing but pure productive
for
20 or 30 years,
right.
Now all of a sudden they need you. And where are you? They're knocking, but nobody's answering the door. Final minute and a half, each of you get to split the time. You first. Go ahead.
Yeah, listen, you know, the reason we do this, Rob, is to let the people kind of get a feel for who we are. And if you think you can connect with Joe, Larry, and the other attorneys at LGKG, then call us. And if you think you can't, then go somewhere else. But, you know, that's who we are. It's what we do.
Yeah, it's a family approach. It isn't within the firm. It is with all clients who become clients of us and the firm. We do it for them, and that's why we're down here, trying to help some more people out.
All right, so let's talk the big game this week. Who do you like?
Oh, man, how do you bet against Patrick Mahomes? You just can't, I don't think. He's too good. He's generational, this guy.
I'm not.
Well, you probably already got down.
But, you know, I got to tell you, when you think of the star power, just him and Kelce alone, and they're the underdog in the
How
game.
How about that?
I'm thinking, am I missing something here? Something that somebody didn't tell me. That's still, but you know what my good friend told me yesterday, Dr. Pfeiffer, we're hosting a show here, and he's an orthopedic surgeon for 40 years. He said, They want more money. Bet on the game. They're just trying to make you lean in on just that possibility of that Cinderella story. And I thought, maybe that's it. But still, I mean, they've got Debo Samuel. They've got Kittle. They've got Bosa defensively. Young.
How about Ayuk and McCaffrey?
Yeah. I mean, truth be told, man for man, San Francisco probably has more talent.
Terrific offensive.
But they
line.
Don't have the better quarterback. And well, that's who ends up winning these games.
I like the better quarterback, and I like the better defense. And if I lose, I still think I'm on the right side.
Like I said today in one of my video blogs, Mr. Irrelevant, which is the name given to the last person, Brock Purdy, he just passed, and it's only a movie, but Carl Weathers, Apollo Creed, Rocky 2.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, Adrian, he won the title, so you just never know. Guys, you're the best. We'll do it again soon.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks.
LGKG.com, 724-576-8855, 724-576-8855. Michael Bartley up after Paul Alexander checks that news next.
The proceeding was paid for by Luxembourg, Garrett, Kelly, and George. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.